Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kelly Payne, president of the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Back with Kelly in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the chute, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Talking today with Kelly Payne, president of the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Red hot market on Monday, November 8th. Sharply higher on yearlings and calves. Some of the best prices of 2021, Kelly.
It is absolutely incredible. We knew the fall run was coming, and it certainly came on with a vengeance. We are certainly pleased to see the higher market today, and it's nice to see some smiling faces walking out of that barn as opposed to some of the other challenges that we've experienced with the markets throughout the year.
When you start thinking about where we are this year versus last year, several dollars hundredweight better than a year ago.
Yes, sir. The calves are calling those 5 to 10 higher, yearlings 5 to 7 higher. Just incredible. I guess $20 higher than where we were a year ago. So one of the things I do want to comment on today's market, there's a lot of good quality out there, quite a bit of weaned cattle. They've been handled appropriately. So that's, you're seeing it today, that taking those additional steps are going to put more money in your pocket.
Are you noticing that we're getting more and more folks away from just commodity cattle, unweaned type animals? Are we doing more of those practices, you think, on just almost a common basis now?
Ron, I do think it is more common today than it was even, say, 10, 15 years ago. It's nice to see that that message has been clear. We always have to look at what the consumer is demanding. But it's important as producers that we are handling these cattle in a humane way, that we're setting them up for that next step in the chain for them to be healthy and productive and grow. Those buyers are always going to remember, they're going to remember a bad set of cattle, and they're always going to remember a really great set of cattle. So taking those extra steps, I think, is really important, and I just feel like as an industry we're doing a better job.
Oklahoma National Stockyards is a unique place, one of the few markets left in America that does the commission firms like you do, and it's truly one of the major markets in the world.
We are very, very pleased. We've been called old school, but we wear that crown with pride. Those 9 commission companies, all of those gentlemen are cattle producers themselves. So they understand when a producer calls them to ask about how our market works, you know, especially a new customer, they understand the needs and the challenges that producer's going through. But those 9 firms, even though you look at a great number today of, well, our cutoff was 11,213, that's a lot of cattle out here. But those 9 firms give individualized service to the customers, and I feel like that really sets us apart. They care. You can reach them on their phone. Their staff and the offices are great, and they're going to take care of your cattle like they take care of their own.
Overall, what's your feeling about 2021? Has it been a pretty good year for the stockyards as well as for your producer clients?
You know, Ron, that's a great question. And with all the challenges, it's easy to kind of get bogged down in day to day things and some of the legislation that's come down the pike. It's been really exciting to me. Last year we sold 415,000 head of cattle or so, but we've seen a nice steady incremental growth. This year, if you look back over, we've had 2 less sales this year, one due to the snowstorm in February, and then we were closed the week of July 4th holiday. But we have averaged 9,246 head of cattle every week through here that we've had a sale versus 8,000 in 2020. So that's really exciting for us. As of last week's figures for the year, we were up over 13,000 head of where we were a year ago. So you think about 2 less sales and but we're still up in numbers. So I think some of that, though, is a testament to those commission firms we spoke about, you know, offering that individualized service and personal service. And we've had to get competitive. People like options, and we are certainly appreciate the opportunity and trust that the producers at Farmers and Ranchers, not only in Oklahoma and Texas, but all throughout the Southeast, put in us week in and week out. So we look forward to another great year, and we're always open for suggestions from our producers and truckers that come in here of how we can continue to make it better.
President of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Kelly Payne. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.